if you can see what this practice is about, see, and they talk about transcending birth and death, see, but how do we do this? The fact of the matter is, if you think in terms of indifference, that's not what Buddhism is. And I have listened to people, members here, not anyone in this room right now, but members here, who actually understood emptiness as, see, indifference. What do I care? Indifference. And I also was involved with one of Roshi's main teachers, see, or successors, saw emptiness as indifference. Absolutely not. See, Yasutani, in talking about this, said, flowers fall with my yearning. And he clutched his chest and he rocked. He said, oh, oh, oh. See, the difference, see, in this clarified Buddha Dharma, see, is that you don't carry anything forward. See, you've heard me, those of you, in particular, I've been talking on Thursday nights some more and more about this. See, the old masters will say this, what you're looking into, see, is like writing on water. See, and again, if you have never done this, if you haven't experienced, as a little kid, I did this all the time because I lived in the place where there were lakes and rivers, see, in Colorado in the mountains, and with a stick. And you can do that. And the image is there. And then it's gone. And that's absolutely true for this moment here. See, and we don't see it. See, you don't see it. See, you still, and again, I don't mean this in condemnation. And I say, even myself sticks to this. You see this as solid, and you can build arguments. See, proving to yourself, this is solid. This is non-moving. It's fixed. No, it isn't. See, no, it isn't. And the most obvious thing you can ask yourself, where is yesterday? See, where is yesterday? See, Dogen even talks about that. Where is yesterday? If it is fixed, if it is material, it rigidly set, where is yesterday? What is the only thing, see, that is experiencing today? See, what was the only thing experiencing yesterday? And what was experiencing yesterday, was it yesterday? Or is it now? Do you see this? See? And if you can begin to see this, I was using Dzogchen, Mujo and I were talking, I guess we were very loud, Mujo. People were saying that they enjoyed our Dokusan. See, in Dzogchen, what they'll do. Now I will tell you, I think the fully evolved master, like Lama Wangdor, did not do this. But the other Dzogchen master that Mujo knows who it is, he's from up north, see, that I sat with, what would he do? I think you all know this. Fat! Now don't move from there. Hold that. Hold that. And he would sit there while he was giving a talk and go, fat! Fat! Now if you can sustain that, you've got it. The Kiyosaku, it's called the awakening stick. Awakening stick. Most of you, what, you think it's some form of sadism? Or is it some way to, you know, to blunt the pain? No, no. The stick, when it's done right, it isn't to drive through the bone, it's to put a burn, like electric. Fah! Now hold that. Now hold that. Now hold that. See? What an amazing thing. The practice is very, very simple. See, but we have to use, and I'm realizing, see, more and more. Buddha, 84,000, it means infinite ways. We have to talk about it in infinite ways to make it interesting. See, it's trying to seduce you to come out of that closed-off, egocentric place. To move beyond thinking you can produce something. there's a superficial understanding, and even a superficial understanding has great merit and will begin to change the way you experience life. Whose life? Your life. See, again, if you can get quiet, can you simply sit here, and are you aware? Are you aware of your awareness? Are you aware that you're conscious? And are you aware that that doesn't change? See, you don't go through different awareness. It is just this pure awareness. And on the surface of it, this is rising and falling. One of the interesting things for me, in a short time, I'll be 83. See? But sitting here, there is something that's not impacted by those years. This body is, this illusory body is, see, it's caught in the play of rising and falling, of likes and dislikes. See, but what isn't trapped in that? Now, it's an interesting thing. Both Yamada Roshi and Sakeda, they take you into different dimensions. And I've talked about this. See, they go into this deep, still, what they call absolute samadhi. See, the great death. See, and this is as you are able to bring your mind in to a single point of focus. See, but it can be done with anything. For my own experiences with Muji and with many people who actually are able to move into that dimension of mind, something like Muji works. But counting the breath, see, counting the breath can work. Following the breath can work. See, the sound of one hand clapping can work. See, and what is that like? See, as we go deeper, and again, I'm not sure that deep means like going into another place. Dogen says, turn the light inward. And as your mind becomes more concentrated, and I can only tell you about my experience, these old masters will try to tell you about it. See, all of a sudden, it goes deeper. For me, this was the experience. See, and all of a sudden, the chatter starts to become just on the periphery. You're aware of the chatter, but it's deeper. There are still thoughts that come through, but they come through and it's quiet, it's still, and you are not attracted to them, but you are aware of them, and it goes deeper. You sustain it. It goes deeper. You sustain it. And again, deeper may be misleading. See, but you pull into this, like Dogen says, pulling inward. See, and at a certain point, see, body and mind drop away. See, this is what it means, truthfully, to kick out the bottom of the black lacquer bucket. And the one old master said, and who would have thought that it shines black lacquer black? See, all things drop away. Chakum. What's the only thing that is eternal? Are you now? Are you now? Can you stay awake here? That's the whole point to the practice. Stay awake. Stay awake. And everything here is in flux. And it's nothing other than empty appearance. Wow. The Buddha mind is eternal. The scientists know that. Buddha mind simply means the mind that is awake. It is experience. It isn't a blank. It's not found in a hole in the ground. And if I can see this, you see the rising and falling. See, when you dreamed last night, you woke up. See, you don't become non-existent. You don't die to zero, to blankness, to voidness. You were here. You even had recall on the dream. You also know that it was mind. Here. See, this is empty appearance. And when you truly grasp that, you will transcend birth and death. Because birth and death, the rising and falling, see, of the illusory, they call it the illusory body. See, the eternal self does not die. See, and then, see, certainly flowers fall with my yearning. See, rising and falling, but what doesn't? And if you can experience this, then you transcend fear. And more importantly, you transcend greed and anger. See, and you become capable, see, of compassion, selfless compassion. And when that flashes, and the little experiences I've had of it, it's an amazing kind of a thing. All of a sudden, and there is no plotting, there is no planning, a situation comes up, you respond, and then a moment later you realize, wow, that's how it's supposed to function.